This is a preview of our More Mama's Boy podcast. If this is the first time you've listened to this, this is not a full episode of our show. We have a separate podcast called More Mama's Boy, and that is exclusively available to certified fans of our show. I hope you'll consider becoming a certified fan, where you'll get a new episode every single week. So you'll get two episodes of Certified Mama's Boy, one being the More Mama's Boy podcast. And all of the money, by the way, that is contributed by becoming a certified fan supports the production of the show. So thank you for considering becoming a fan. On today's More Mama's Boy episode, we talk about all kinds of things. First off, my mom does not think Patrick Dempsey is hot. I had 5 hours of doctor's appointments yesterday, and she went to a child safety class and realized she's not sure how she kept us alive. My mom opens up about how she's actually happy that one of her friends passed away, and I don't know if this is a sensation that most people have or not. Maybe you have before and can relate. There's a man shooting fireworks at a bride and groom in Georgia. Plus, this conversation, this is really cool because my grandmother thought to leave my sister, Dramaggie, who's having triplets anytime now, a gift to be able to give to them beyond the grave. And that's your More Mama's Boy preview clip of the day. Listen to this story.
Here is a cool story that I don't even really know how to set this up, but like it's almost like Granny Yancey. Now, keep in mind, the Yancey grandparents were far and few, because both my mom's parents had passed away before. Was it before I was born? When did your dad pass away? I was young, at least, if not.
No, my dad died when Brian was three, so a year before you were born.
Okay, so I had no grandparents on that side, and my dad's dad had already passed away.
Correct.
So that was I only had one grandparent. I had Granny Yancey. Okay. Al Jean Brantley Yancey was her name, right? Was there something else about her name that we didn't know? Lulu? What am I making that up?
Oh yeah, no. Her name was her middle name was actually Lula.
Lula.
She never told anybody.
Brantley was her maiden name.
That's correct.
Okay, got it.
Al Jean Lula.
Well, I feel bad now. Brantley. I feel like I shouldn't have told everybody that. Now I feel like she's going to haunt me.
No one here cares.
For telling that secret. Sorry.
Family secrets.
Yeah,
only
seriously.
On Thursdays on Certified Mama's Boy.
That's right. We'll tell you all the Yancey family secrets. And there's a lot of them, too. So
there are.
So I only had one grandma, right? Dramaggie only had one grandma. Brian only really had one grandparent growing up. So that was it, right?
Yes.
And so that was really like all the kind of grandparent. I mean, I don't even know what I'm trying to say here, but it's more of like, there was obviously a lot of love for Granny Yancey because she was the grandparent,
and she spent a lot of time with you all.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
She lived in Atlanta, and so we saw a lot of her when you all were young. And of course, she spent most every holiday with us and for a long time. So she was around a lot. Yeah.
But this is crazy. And like, I don't know if parents, and I don't know if this is crazy to everybody or not. Maybe this is a common thing to do. I've never heard of this before, but like what a cool idea that maybe everybody should keep in mind is that Granny Yancey basically wanted to make sure that she was part of Maggie's baby experience, even though she maybe knew that she'd be passed by now. I don't know how this worked. What is this story?
Mm-hmm. So it was in her later years because she was on oxygen. Charlene was talking about it. She loved to crochet little flannel baby blankets just to crochet the little binding on them.
Yeah.
And she did one especially for Maggie that she had wanted Charlene to pass
now,
on to her.
Keep in mind, this is my Aunt Charlene. This is my dad's brother. Sister. Sorry, my dad's sister.
Right.
So wait, Dramaggie didn't know this blanket even existed?
No.
Okay.
So Charlene and her husband Ross drove here today for 3.5 hours from Lake Kiawe to Knoxville,
South Carolina,
because Gran had wanted her to have it, and she wanted her to have it before the babies were born. Well, she brought the blanket, but here's the rest of the story. Of course, Gran would have had no way of knowing she was having triplets. So Aunt Charlene got a fabric that was definitely more boyish. It could really go either way.
Yeah.
And she used the same crochet thread that Gran had used.
Aw.
to crochet the binding for the other two blankets.
That's sweet.
That sweet.
Yeah.
It's very, very sweet.
I didn't even think about that. Wait, did Granny, and because again, I just found out about the story 2 seconds before we started recording, but was there any kind of note with it or anything about dear Maggie, nothing?
Mm-hmm. No.
I would have left a VHS tape, which would have been very hard to produce, I understand. Granny would have had to go get a video camera, but I think it's like how a movie would work. But like what I picture happening is that Granny Yancey has left a VHS tape of herself. And it's stressful because then you're like, how the hell do I play a VHS tape? So then everybody searches the city trying to find a VHS player. They finally found one in a thrift shop across town. They bring it back. And they put the tape in, and it's like kind of blurry at first. You know, the picture's kind of like coming to, and you can picture like Granny Yancey's doing this herself. So she is like, I press the
then
record
you see
button.
The ceiling.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. She's like, push it back down. She's like, and she called her Margaret. She called her full name. Right. So she was like,
yes.
Margaret. This is Granny Yancey coming to you from beyond the grave. I just want to let you know, if you see this, that I've passed away, but I'm sending you well wishes for you and your singular baby. And then also divulge some kind of huge family secret. Like, also, I want you to know that I buried $1 million underneath that old person's home. I want your baby to have that. But don't give any to Steven because he's my least favorite grandchild.
Oh,
we're like, Granny, no. Fade
to
black.
You know, we have a lot of little baby blankets that Gran had made that she intended for all three of you, obviously.
Yeah.
But you
can give them all to Maggie.
Yeah.
Luckily, Granny made three for all of our children. But
but this one and the other two are really special because of the amount of love that went into it.
I think that's really cool.
I mean, we're both very touched that, you know, Charlene went to the trouble to do the other two.
Yeah. Question. Well, really quick, I think that's a super sweet story. I think that's really like, I don't know. I did Maggie get emotional? She didn't really seem to care.
Yeah. She was like,
that's,
wow.
I don't know. That'd be kind of cool. Just, yeah. If like Granny had like left me something and I could like get it years and years later, I think that'd be really special.
Yeah.
Okay. But question, let's go back to this whole found VHS tape.
Okay.
If there was a VHS tape, let's just hypothetically play it along for a second.
Yeah.
If there was a hypothetical VHS tape, would you tell me that Granny said that I was her least favorite grandchild in the VHS tape? Or would you just act like there wasn't a VHS tape? Like, would you tell me that? Because I feel like that's a lot of pressure, right? Because it's such a cool story.
Yeah.
And then like, but would you be like, yeah, so listen, so all this crazy stuff happened. Granny like somehow got a video camera in her final days and like taped herself from the old person's home. And like, it was such a special moment. Also, she mentioned that you were her least favorite grandchild in the video. Like, would you mention that part or would you leave it out? Or would you just say, let's not even mention the VHS tape?
Yeah. I would probably try to find someone that could take that part out.
AI can just.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's possible.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll just remove it.
Yeah. Just take that part out.
Because you know, I'd want to see it then, right? Of course, I'd be like, well, I want to see this
of
video.
Of course. Yes.
And everybody
of course.
Would be like, shit, now what
and
do we do?
And you would want to put it on Facebook.
Yeah. I'd be like, you'll see it on the Certified Fans page. You can see Granny Yancey from Beyond
fans.
The Grave, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That'd be a big deal. Okay, this has been a huge waste of time.
Okay, that's your preview for today. If you want to get the full episode of More Mama's Boy, you can text the word FANS, F-A-N-S, to 888-KRAMER-8. You can unlock that episode right now. You can also go to the show notes of this podcast and become a certified fan to unlock the episode, or just go to CertifiedMamasBoy.com. Hope you'll consider becoming a certified fan. And we'll have a new episode of Certified Mama's Boy for you on Tuesday.